Well, what an absolutely glorious morning God has blessed us with today, and it is great to see all of you here gathered together for worship at Edgebrook Covenant Church on this beautiful spring day. We do want to welcome you and any visitors who may be among us today. If you are visiting, when the blue attendance pad is passed down your row, visitors, if you would also include your address so we can just send you a word of greeting and some information about our church a little later on in the week. Your address will, of course, help us with that. And then we want to encourage everyone. We've got a wonderful coffee hour that will follow service today. It's in our chapel, so to my left and your right. Make your way there after our worship, and then stay for our after-worship opportunities that we have following coffee hour this morning. Let me direct your attention to the yellow insert, if you would take a look at that. I want to just invite you to join me, any of you who have this Tuesday evening free, to attend the movie Fragments of Truth. It is a special event. You can read the detail about it. There's only one showing of it in the Chicagoland area. It's at various theaters, but the closest one to us is the one in Rosemont, and it'll be at 7 p.m. So if you would be available and interested in taking part in this and joining me for it, please see me after the service today or take this with you and check your calendar to see if you can come and join me at that event. It should be really a wonderful and inspiring time together. I do want to thank each and every one who were a part of a variety of events. We had a very full day at Edgebrook yesterday. It started out with our work day. We had upwards to 20 participants. They ranged in age, you ranged in age, from 5 years old to 85. So you talk about a really intergenerational work day. That was yesterday, and you see all of the wonderful things that were done yesterday. Good, hard-working crew. We're really grateful for all the efforts put in. And then so many of our ladies, as well as others, were able to take part in the baby shower that afternoon. And then we wrapped it up with a Cafe Eutychus that benefited our students going to CHIC. And let's give praise to God. $509 was raised last night. Yeah. Thanks be to God for just a wonderful, wonderful day. I want to thank everyone that participated and helped make those events happen. And we're gathered to participate in worship together this morning. And so let me invite you to stand. Let's call one another into God's presence using the words from the psalm. You'll find them on the screen as we prepare our hearts to worship together today. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Sing to the Lord, praise his name, proclaim his salvation day after day.
Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth.
Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad.
Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy.
All creation sings before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth.
He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his truth. Amen. Let's sing our praise together.
Thank you.
So let's pray together. Oh, what a wonderful world you have given us, oh God, to live in, to enjoy, to steward. And all creation cries out its praise to you. And so we want to join our voices as we have just now to the cry of creation in gratitude for your goodness, for your creativity, for the gifts of love, the gifts of sustaining grace. For all the good gifts that you give us to go and to use and to share throughout our lives. As we've gathered here in worship together today, O God, bless us and strengthen us to be aware of your presence in all the world and sharing that good news of the God of love the God of mercy, the God of forgiveness, who we know preeminently through you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in whose name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
So please take your Bible and let's turn to the psalm text for this morning. It's found at Psalm 19, verses 1 through 6. And that's on page 855 in your Brown Pew Bible. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech, they use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. And then turning to the second lesson for today, found in the book of Acts, chapter 10, beginning in verse 9. The story of Peter's vision, which cracked open the first century church to the broader work of God throughout the world. Beginning in verse 9, it's on page 1707. Please follow along as I read. About noon the following day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up to the roof to pray. He became hungry and wanted something to eat, and while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw heaven opened and something like a large sheet being let down to earth by its four corners. It contained all kinds of four-footed animals, as well as reptiles and birds. Then a voice told him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." "Surely not, Lord," Peter replied. "I have never eaten anything impure or unclean." The voice spoke to him a second time. "Do not call anything impure that God has made clean." This happened three times, and immediately the sheet was taken back to heaven. While Peter was wondering about the meaning of the vision, the men sent by Cornelius found out where Simon's house was and stopped at the gate. They called out, asking if Simon, who was known as Peter, was staying there. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Simon, three men are looking for you, so get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them." Peter went down and said to the men, "I'm the one you're looking for. Why have you come?" The men replied, "We have come from Cornelius the centurion. He is a righteous and God-fearing man who is respected by all the Jewish people. A holy angel told him to ask you to come to his house so that he could hear what you have to say." Then Peter invited the men into the house to be his guests. The next day, Peter started out with them, and some of the believers from Joppa went along. The following day, he arrived in Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had called together his relatives and close friends. As Peter entered the house, Cornelius met him and fell at his feet in reverence. But Peter made him get up. "Stand up," he said. "I am only a man myself." While talking with him, Peter went inside and found a large gathering of people. He said to them, You are well aware that it is against our law for a Jew to associate with or visit a Gentile. But God has shown me that I should not call anyone impure or unclean." This is the word of our Lord. Amen. Let's sing our response together. Congregation, stand, and children, everyone else is standing, you come down front, okay? It's so wonderful to have you here and helping us worship our God together on a beautiful day. And so as you get ready to go to Kingdoms Kids, let's say a blessing to that part of the church that's out there, and that part of the church will bless this part of the church, you guys up here as you head down, okay? Are you ready? We'll do it really, really loud so everyone can hear. One, two, three. The Lord be with you. All right, kids, off you go to Kingdoms Kids. Luke, you can just stay up here if you want. And congregation, please be seated. So we think about all the wonderful blessings of God. What a privilege it is to return to Him part of what He's blessed us with. And Paul reminds us of these words in Acts that he shares, that Jesus said that it is indeed more blessed to give than to receive. And we're going to experience that together now as the ushers come and wait on you for your tithes and offerings. Thank you.
With gratitude, O God, we return these gifts to you, thanking you for providing them to us in the first place and giving them to us to share for your glory and for the good of your world. Lord, we pray now that you would prepare our hearts to receive the word that will be shared with us and proclaimed by Pastor Jill. Bless us as we listen and interact with your word. Bless Pastor Jill as she shares it with us today. We ask this in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen. And you may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you, Desi. I've always wanted to preach on an Earth Day. Living the dream. But the slideshow that you just saw